Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for your entertainment and delight, release the clowns!
Lovely to see you.
Sally!
Here, boy!
Up here with your new rescue pet, I see. What did you get in the end?
Well, we were looking for a nice Labrador or a collie.
Lovely with the children.
Precisely. But then our eye was taken by this splendid sommelier. Here, boy!
Madame, a cheeky red, madame.
Oh, look, Anne. He's found a vintage claret.
Good sommelier.
He is a magnificent beast.
He's doing well now. He was in a bad way when they found him wandering on Hampstead Heath, recommending inferior wines to picnic parties and opening bottles with a hammer and chisel.
Oh, pitiful. That's what nobody thinks about when they open yet another doomed gastropub. A sommelier isn't just for opening night. Here, boy!
Oh, is this your...
Maitre d', yes.
What a superb specimen.
Would you care to see our specials?
Did you design a taster menu? Did you... What a good maitre d'.
Oh, look, they're playing together.
Perhaps a sonceur with the Mungfo.
Ah, sir, a pleasure as always.
Well, they are social creatures.
Did you hear about Veronica?
No. What happened?
Well, you know she had that hedge fund manager. It went for the kids.
No. How awful. But then they do have the killer instinct. Stop seating the joggers, bad maitre d'.
I heard they train them to fight.
To the death. When they're too old, they put them out onto the street. I expect that's where Veronica's came from.
Of course, they had to have it put down. No, sommelier, the bored teenagers don't want a robust Chianti with their blue cheese. Heel boy!
That's why I'd only ever have one of these. A service professional.
Of course. Your brother had a retired footballer, didn't he?
Yes. It kept humping visitors' legs.
I know. I went round twice.
An admirably boisterous candy, sir.
Will Mrs. Price be joining you tonight, sir, or?
Tuscany's best kept secret.
Naturally, sir will be dining with his charming young niece again.
I'm going back to the shelter next week for mother.
I thought she said she'd never have another pet.
She did, after her last mixologist got hit by a bus. But she's all alone, and they do make such marvellous companions.
They do.
I say.
Table one.
Oh dear, they've spotted that waitress.
Lord alive. We'd better be quick. They're already offering to extend her visa.
Polish the
silver. For pity's sake, does anyone have an ice bucket?
Et voila.
He'll let go if you stick a finger up his bum.
Release the clowns.
And now the YouTube sensation that's even more popular and miserable than its BBC One original. Cat Enders.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
Meow, 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 Terry.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, Terry's.
Woof, 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 woof.
Meow, 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 meow,
Release the clowns!
Our situation is dire. The king's forces are at the gate. Their siege engines pound us remorselessly. They lay waste to the surrounding villages. Our provisions are nearly exhausted. I fear we cannot resist much longer.
My Lord Buckingham, I bring word from the King.
Read it, boy!
Traitorous Buckingham, lay down your arms. Unbar the castle gates, and I will be lenient. Disdain my peace, and no quarter will be given. Your people will be slaughtered, your fighting men crucified, your women despoiled, and your children sold into bondage. I will tear the still beating heart from your body with my own hands and feed it to Lady Buckingham. Angry red face with steam from ears, lightning, smiley face.
This will not stand. I will not relinquish my rightful claim to the throne, nor allow England to suffer this bloodthirsty tyrant. My response is thus. Never. I will not kneel for you. I will stick a dagger in each of your eyes and pop them out like peas from a pod, spit in the sockets, slice off your head, boil it like a great pink ham, and impale it on a spike in my bedchamber. Laughing face, rolling eye face, steaming turd face.
Very good, my lord.
How now, good Salisbury? Have you word for me from the Duke of Norfolk?
My lord, he writes, good cousin Buckingham, I stand ready to come to your aid with 10,000 men-at-arms. We will rout the king's forces, bury him and his treacherous allies up to their necks, smother their heads in treacle, and pull out their tongues with a dog. All I ask is the hand of your daughter in marriage. Winky face, open mouth tongue out face, winky open mouth tongue out steaming ears face, winky open mouth tongue out steaming ear face with huge erection.
My daughter, the apple of my eye, married to that booze-sodden whoremonger.
He is our last hope, my lord.
Very well. Send word to my daughter's chamber and send this message. Good cousin Norfolk, I accede to your demands. You will have my daughter for your bride. But mark me well, should she suffer any harm or distress, you will answer to me. Scowling face, I'm watching you face. I'm watching you face with clenched fist. Finger across throat face. Dagger, two daggers. Blue face in noose with lolling tongue. Three daggers dripping with blood. Guts, more guts. Daggers and guts!
I think your meaning is clear enough, my lord.
My lord, I bring word from your daughter's chambers.
Well, come on, boy, spit it out!
Very well, my lord. Grimacing face, vomiting face, middle finger, face palm.
Face palm? I do not understand.
Teenagers, eh? They're an enigma.
Get thee to cover, my lord Buckingham. Incoming!
God's wounds, I've never seen such accuracy with a trebuchet. What the devil is it?
Oh, my lord, we are doomed. There will be no relief.
Curses! How can you be so sure?
It is Norfolk's head, my lord. Boiled, angry face.
Good grief. His ears really are steaming.
Release the clowns.
Good morning and welcome to Megabank. Oh my God!
Hello! Now, why did I come in
here?
I've got,
Please, just...
No, I have my purse
here somewhere. Put the shotgun down.
I should have written it down.
Point it at the floor, please. Don't, not
on my
face, please.
I'm sure I had a very good reason. No, it's gone.
Release the clowns.
I don't believe it. Charlie Chalk, as I live and breathe.
Goodness gracious, Bobby Cheese. How you doing, mate?
Well, not too good as it happens. Lenny's gone solo, so Board and Chalk are no more. Still, never mind me. How are you coping since Cheese and Pickle came to an end?
Oh, I miss the gigs. Do you know, I've not worked since Tony went to the Great Joke Factory in the sky. It's hard to get work when you're not the funny one.
Oh, tell me about it. I used to set him up.
And so did I. Mind you, the funeral was very moving. Tony especially asked to be buried upside down with his bottom sticking out of the earth.
Why's that then?
Oh, I haven't the faintest. Tony's mother-in-law was there.
Oh, really?
She's so fat that when she sat down on one end of the sofa...
Yeah? What happened?
She couldn't get up again. It's glandular, apparently. She was going to have a stomach staple, but they can't do it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, maybe we should team up together. With our track records and experience, we'd be unstoppable.
Do you think so? What could we call ourselves?
Well, you're Charlie Chalk and I'm Bobby Cheese. What about Charlie and Bobby?
Well, that's not bad. But really, the names should go together, like hammer and nail, or ball and chain, or plug and socket.
Block and tackle.
Pants and socks. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to be back. My name's Charlie Chalk.
And I'm Bobby Cheese.
And together we are Pants and Tackle.
Release the clowns.
Welcome to the annual general meeting of... Oh, my God!
I'm so sorry to disturb you.
Stay still.
I can't for the life of me remember why I came in here. Wherever here is.
Mega Power Utilities Corp.
Oh,
just don't
thank you,
move.
Sir. Now, perhaps you could tell me why I had this clock and wires and these... Oh, gosh, what are these cigar-shaped things around my waist? What are they called? It's gone.
Release the clowns.
So you see my problem, Don Corleone. Frankie Zaza and his goons are ruining my business.
This is troubling news. But what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I want you to make Frankie Zaza dead.
Today of all days. The day of my son's circumcision. A day of celebration. The day when I can refuse no favors. And you come to me not with best wishes, but asking for me to kill someone. You show me no respect.
No, you have all of my respect.
I am your godfather, a very sacred relationship. And yet never, you've never come to me. You've never called me godfather. You never asked me, godfather, could we go to the zoo?
To the
zoo, you know, with all the animals.
Why would I want to go to the zoo?
To enjoy the wonders of nature. It's the kind of thing godfathers do with their godchildren. You know how many godchildren I got?
No.
275.
276. You godfathered Mad-Eye Mickey's kid, Sophia, last month?
Thank you, Consigliere. 276 godchildren. And not one of you has ever asked me to take you to the zoo.
Godfather, I don't know what to say.
I take my role as godfather very seriously. I've memorized every animal in that zoo and all their details. Test me. Go on, test me. Ask me a question about any animal in that zoo. Anyone.
How long do manatees live?
Huh. A good question. The manatee, or sea cow, has been known to live up to 60 years in captivity. They're mostly herbivores and similar in looks to the dugong, although the dugong has a tail with flukes like those of a whale, whereas the manatee does not.
I did not know that.
See? I mean, my godchildren missed out on all this good stuff. And I can also make a model of any animal in that zoo out of balloons.
I'm sorry, balloons?
Yeah, you know, balloon animals. Name any animal in that zoo.
A giraffe.
Easy. There you go. One balloon giraffe.
Wow, it's really good. The ears are so realistic.
You're welcome. Take it with my blessing. But the fact is that you've come here today to ask me a question. So, in the light of all I've just said, would you like to put your question again?
Godfather, could you please Take me to the zoo.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, you've made me so happy. We can get hot dogs, give sticky buns to the elephants, and then feed Frankie Zaza's balls to the Komodo dragon.
Release the Clown starred Verity Softley, Phil Nice, Nick Hildred, Emily Sargent, Alex Marion, Helen Duff, Casper Michaels, Marco Chu, Phil Whelans, Martin Hyder, and Tim Keeling. It was written by Alex Marion, Simon Littlefield, Nick Hildred, Phil Nice, and Martin Hyder. The show was produced by Alex Marion and Nick Hildred. If you want to know more about us and what the hell we think we're doing, go to the Release the Clowns Facebook page for more info. See you next week!
Oh, think, Eileen. Why would I be on a rooftop in the middle of London? Oh, it's got to make sense. Why would I? Oh, this is just... No, it's gone. Oh, that's it.